The U.S. Conference of Bishops commissioned the audit. The Gavin Consulting Group of Boston looked at how each of the country's 195 archdioceses were complying with the terms of a charter passed aimed at protecting children from abuse by clergy. In October, two former FBI agents, now working with Gavin, came to Green Bay. Bishop David Zubik of Green Bay says the Catholic Church now has a strong program to recognize and stop abuse by priests, volunteers, or church employees.
Because there's never been this kind of intense study that's been done with any organization on this particular issue. And I believe that this will have far-reaching positive effects for not only the church but society as a whole.
The Green Bay and Madison dioceses were found fully compliant. So were Superior, La Crosse, and Milwaukee. But those dioceses must still fully implement a safe environment program, one that teaches kids and those who come into contact with them to recognize the signs of abuse. More than 5,000 people have taken the training in Green Bay, and the diocese has done more than 7,000 background checks on clergy and volunteers. Still, the audit doesn't satisfy past victims of clergy abuse. Peter Isley is the Midwest director for SNAP, the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests.
I mean, I'm sure Enron and Mr. Strong here and Arthur Anderson and would have loved an audit the way this one was devised.
Isley says bishops didn't allow auditors access to personnel files and that very few alleged victims were contacted.
As far as we know, I mean, there are almost 5,000 victims in our organization across the United States. Only two of them were, talked to any of the auditors around the United States. When they came to Wisconsin, they came and left before any of us knew that they were here.
But Bishop Zubik says auditors who came to Green Bay interviewed then-Bishop Robert Banks and the diocese victim assistance coordinator. Zubik says auditors were free to speak to whomever they chose.
You know, they spoke to randomly people who were on the staff to see whether or not the charter and the norms were being put into effect. They randomly called people in parishes. They did, in fact, have contact with people who were victims or survivors. They had a chance to speak with people in the civic responsibilities, primarily the district attorney. So they had free reign to speak with whomever they wanted to make sure that a diocese was really maintaining its responsibility.
Out of five dioceses in Wisconsin, three had new bishops installed last year. La Crosse will have a new bishop later this year. So SNAP's Peter Isley says Wisconsin church leaders have a unique opportunity to prove they're serious about stopping the sexual abuse of minors by clergy. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.